Page 128. The Stolen Generation.
Like many countries formed under colonialism, Australia has a pretty horrible track record of mistreating its indigenous people, the Aboriginals and Torres Strait Islanders, many of whom have become known as the Stolen Generation.
Why do they call it the Stolen Generation?
Because it was a whole generation of kids that was taken from their homes. Basically, you either had to be black or white. You couldn't be brown or in the middle.
So they would consider you in the middle and you would have been...
taken.
Not kidding. Up until 1970s, by law, any Indigenous child who looked like he or she had any amount of white ancestry in them could be snatched from their families and forcibly assimilated into white society.
My grandfather, my mum's father, he was part of the Stolen Generation. He was really young, taken out.
How old was he?
Maybe a year old when he was taken.
Oh, wow. So he never knew his real family.
He knew, because... when he was taken from the front yard of where they lived.
Wait, what? He was in the front yard and somebody just pulled up and took him?
Yeah, policemen or rangers would come, pull up, just grab these half-coloured kids or coloured kids and then chuck them in the truck and then take them.
As a little boy was being forced into the back of a truck, his aunt, a young child herself, sacrificed her own freedom so he wouldn't be alone.
When she heard the commotion of him crying and screaming, she ran and voluntarily just jumped on.
Light-skinned children were often adopted by European families, while darker-skinned children, like Deanne's grandfather, were sent to missionary camps.
Copyright. Paula Froelich. Yahoo. Oath.